Tay Delsing spent 25 years on the PGA Tour and is a lifetime member of the PGA Tour and PGA of America. Now he provides his unique perspective as a golfer and network broadcaster. It's time to go on the range with Jay Delsing.
On the Range is brought to you by Pro-Am Golf.
Hey, good morning. This is Golf with Jay Delsing. I'm your host, Jay Delsing. Pearly, John Perlis is here.
And they said it wouldn't last. We're still here.
I know. We made it another show. We got Brad Barnes here at the ESPN studios taking care of us. We formulated the show like Around the Golf. And this first segment is called On the Range segment. It's brought to you by our buddies over at Pro-Am Golf. Give the guys a call at Pro-Am Golf if you need anything. You need to get fitted. You need new shoes. You need anything. These guys are a huge supporter of the show, good friends of mine. They also support, I do something for them called the Delsing Report, where I'll go out and I'll test some products. I've got a couple of putting aids that I'm getting ready to test. I got a bunch of driver things that I tested, golf gloves. We've done a bunch of stuff, but Pro-Am Golf, they're great people over there.
How big a supporter are they of the show? Because I need a rangefinder and a new driver.
Not good enough.
I thought I'd just bypass the golf balls meet and go for some equipment.
Go for the good stuff.
Are you seeing a pattern here, meet, where we're just kind of like,
I'm seeing a pattern on not getting anything. I keep asking. That's my pattern.
This is a guy that's asking on air for product like every show.
Coming back from vacation, just demanding product.
Yeah, you know why he needs a driver and a rangefinder so he can go on vacation again and test it back out?
Because my driver keeps going sideways and I lost my rangefinder. That's two good reasons.
My golf clubs don't work well in Florida. I need new ones.
I need new ones for down there.
It was Texas, but who's counting?
Yeah, that's right. Well, check out our social media outlets. Twitter is at Jay Delsing. Facebook is Golf with Jay Delsing and Jay Delsing Golf Hospitality. LinkedIn is Jay Delsing and Instagram is, I don't know what it is. All right, so I want to thank Bob and Kathy Donahue. 314-805-2132 is their number. They do great stuff around your house. If there's something that you need done to your home, and I guess the home refinishing and painting, which they specialize in, it's just, you know, it's really, really busy right now. Give Bob and Kathy a call. They are great peeps. You know, I've never talked about this before, but I'm going to talk about this. We got John Daly. We got a clip on John Daly, but one of the things that we do at the show is after it airs on Sunday mornings, the show gets dropped into podcast form. And so, man, you got to check us out on either Apple, Spotify, Buzzsprout, Podcast One, wherever you can download a podcast, we're on there. And you can check us out. You can listen to, we had Michael Collins on. Oh, gosh, probably about a month ago. And we only aired about, like 30 minutes, me to his interview. And
About 25, 30 minutes.
And we had probably an hour of it, and it was fun. And the guy's a great guy. So there's a lot of things on the podcast that you might be able to.
So it's a show beyond the show.
Yeah.
Love it.
We could, you know, do it a little bit more like satellite radio does, you know, swear a little bit and mix it.
No, that's not your show.
No. It was just testing to see if your mic was on over there. All right, so the tour's down in Dominican Republic, playing at Punta Cana this week. But one of the things that, so we have a clip from John Daly, and what's happened to John, so John was on the show several months ago, been a friend. John got diagnosed with bladder cancer. So John was playing down in the courses you played, Pearl, down in Springfield, Missouri, near Lake of the Ozarks and that whole area down there. And he was playing, and he got he wasn't feeling well. He was, and it reminded me of you a little bit because he had some kidney stones, some kidney issues. And so
you don't wish that on anybody. Yeah, oh boy,
brutally painful. And so they take him in. I guess his were the type that you could actually laser and break apart, which I guess makes a huge difference in getting them to pass
as
through
compared
your system.
To when they go down there with a shovel and a knife, it's a little easier.
That
to
doesn't sound
through.
Good. But unfortunately, what happened was they said, "Oh man, you got to come back in here, John. You got a spot on your bladder." And so he had bladder cancer. They took off the spot. I talked to him last week and said, "You know, how you doing?" He's like, "I'm going to keep living, you know, typical John Daly. I'm going to keep living life. I'm going to keep doing my thing. I've got a, what did he say? I got a bright career behind me," is what he said, which I just love. But or he had a hell of a future behind him or whatever he said. But, yeah, so I was just thinking about John a little bit, and so we're going to play a clip and just talk a little bit about his influence on the game. And, you know, he's got his young son, John Jr., is playing some great golf.
Talks about him a little bit in this clip, too. Yeah, just a little bit.
Yep, it's fun. I don't think, John, there was a player. I don't know who I'd compare. I don't play with the modern-day players often enough, but nobody was as long and straight as John Daly.
Well, we talked last week about Bryson, and if you remember, Daly claimed the fame with Squeaky on the bag, Grip It and Rip It in
Crooked Stick, down in Crooked Stick when he won the PGA Championship
in Indiana when he won that, and that was the you can't aim there, you shouldn't hit driver here, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that, and he did all the shouldn'ts all day and all week, and he walked away with it.
Yeah, and it was really impressive. It's just kind of a little sobering thought, you know, to think we had him on the show 3 months ago, and you know how quickly life changes, and just kind of makes you want to appreciate the moment a little bit. And
pretty good prognosis, though. He's going to keep on going, and we can certainly have positive things to hope this works out well for him.
Yeah, hopefully he can quit smoking. I know that's going to be the big thing. Yeah,
rough,
so
I'm
if
sure.
he can if he can quit smoking, that'll help a lot. But so we're going to listen to a little clip on the front nine with John Daly. Pearl, one of the things we keep going back to on this show is the technology piece. And I when I listen to some old clips of the Azinger, talk to Azinger, Tom O'Toole mentioned it and things like that. Do you see anything? Where do you see this? Where do you see this shaking out when you sit there and watch what Bryson DeChambeau? I mean, this is going to be a stark reality for the powers that be in the game when they just watched the quote unquote bomb and gouge take out the U.S. Open title.
I think it is so tough. You know, one of the things that Azinger had mentioned was that back in your guys' day, I guess my day, but I wasn't on tour, your guys' day on tour, at one point the top 10 longest hitters on tour lost their cards.
Yeah.
So
right.
That's not necessarily what you're seeing these days. So I think it's a combination. And what are you going to see? You're going to see the same tug of war, Jay. Obviously, the USGA, the RNA, the governing bodies don't seem to want to dive into this. You know, the manufacturers certainly don't. If the manufacturers can't come up with some new golf ball, new shaft, new club head, new grip, new shoes. Now the shoes. Who's doing that one commercial where the shoes make you hit it 5 yards further? Oh, Faldo.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, oh boy, that's really digging deep.
Yeah.
Et cetera. But to that his credit and others, it is, in my belief, a combination of literally everything. Probably shoes to golf glove to everything else, and then the next-level understanding of technology. You and Azinger talked on that as well. You guys didn't know launch angles and all that kind of stuff then. None of us were thinking hitting it high was a good idea.
Ever.
I mean, yeah, if I want to get over a tree. But other than that, I thought I wanted to hit low and rip it so that I could have some level of control over it. It's just completely changing. So I don't know, where does it go? You know what? I'm going to throw something out there. I think you just let it keep going. Because you know what? They've been, in essence, letting it keep going with few exceptions through the years, and it's a pretty good game.
So, well, you know what? This is going to wrap up the On the Range segment, but we'll go back to this because I want to talk about the Ryder Cup and what happened to us over in Paris, okay, where the bomb and gouge was absolutely blown up and we got our asses whipped and everything, but that's going to be for later. Come on back. We're going to have a clip with John Daly on the front nine. This is Golf with Jay Delsing.
WXOS, WXOS HD1 East St. Louis, 101 ESPN.
For 67 years, Lou Fuse has been the ride to take. 15 brands at 11 locations. Lou Fuse Automotive, we are St. Louis.
Are your workouts more fun than this? Well, if they are, then I want to sign you to an endorsement deal with Michelob Ultra. I'm looking for anyone and everyone who makes working out a blast. If that's you, head to TeamUltra.com for a chance to score awesome perks like Team Ultra gear and more. That's TeamUltra.com to enter.
No purchase necessary. Open U.S. residents 21 plus. See official rules at TeamUltra.com. Message and data rates may apply. Void where prohibited. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Are you tired of forking out the big money, all those dollars on golf balls? Well, we finally have an option for you. Let us introduce you to Sniper brand golf balls. This brand new product is a Sirlin-covered ball that is just great to play. It's long off the driver, it's accurate with the irons, and importantly, it's soft around the green. And you know what the best part is? It's just $23.99 for a dozen. That's right, $23.99, and a portion of every sale goes back to a military or law enforcement agency. Find Sniper Brand online at thesniperbrand.com. Plus, you can follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and check out their entire line of golf products on their website, thesniperbrand.com. And don't forget to check out the Sniper Brand logo. You're going to love it.
Let your local Farmers Insurance agent, Ed Fogelbach, put his experience to work for you. Ed Fogelbach proudly serves the St. Louis City, County, and Metropolitan area and any of their families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call the Fogelbach Agency at 314-398-0101 to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's the Fogelbach Agency at 314-398-0101. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
In these extremely trying times, the management team at Marcone would like to give a shout-out to our 500-plus employees and their families. Their diligence and commitment to each other, our process, and our company are so good that we are obligated to state it publicly. We are so grateful for each and every one of you. You have all contributed to our success, and your dedication is imperative to the continued growth of our company. Thank you for your efforts. Marcone is the largest distributor of General Electric appliance parts in North America.
Marcone Appliance Parts Company would like to thank Operations Director Jim Wolfington and his team of Marcone distribution employees across the United States who ship millions of next-day critical major appliance parts every single year. They help keep America's kitchen and laundry appliances working for you. Thank you.
You've seen it and played it in bars over the past 30 years, and now you can bring Golden Tee to your home. Complete your basement or man cave with the popular arcade game, The Ultimate Virtual Golfing Experience. Over 80 courses, unique game modes, and you can even challenge a buddy in online tournaments. However you play, you will be the talk of your neighborhood. Visit home.goldentee.com to learn more.
This is a subject that most people don't want to talk about, but many find themselves facing. Their marriage is ending and they need to find a good lawyer at the most difficult time in their life. Or maybe you're like me, divorced for almost 15 years, but you're still wrestling with hassles, maintenance, and other hard-to-figure-out issues. Do yourself a favor and call 314-788-3030. That's the law office of my buddy and attorney, Henry Miller. I was living under the burden of unfair maintenance and a few other things that could only be settled in the courtroom. My only regret is that I didn't use Henry years ago. He is first and foremost smart and hardworking. But what was really important to me is that he listened. He's also fair and extremely honest. We had an odd issue arise where I had paid for something that was not allowed to be used in our case. After one call and an email, it was settled and that charge was removed. Do yourself a favor and call Henry Miller. He is the man you can trust when you need him the most. You can also reach him at grantmillersmith.com.
Grab your clubs. We're headed to the front nine on Golf with Jay Delsing.
The front nine is brought to you by the Ascension Charity Golf Classic.
Hey, welcome back. This is Golf with Jay Delsing. I'm your host, Jay. I got Pearly with me, and we are headed to the front nine, which is brought to you by the ACC, the Ascension Charity Classic. It'll be held next year. right about this same time, second week of September, gets moved up a little bit in 2021. We're going to get a minimum of 4 years. The folks at Ascension are rock stars. They're already talking about an extension with Nord. We probably need to get a year under our belt before they might extend. But they're doing a great job. Another thing, we talked about this, Pearl, a month or so ago, but Ascension's digging into their own pocket and making sizable donations, over six figures, to the charities that wound up getting shut out because there was no event this year.
Good for them. They're obviously very, very, very committed to this specific
effort.
Yeah,
not only that, the golf event, and that's great, and it's special for me, but the whole, you know, the community and thing, they, you know, they just, that's who they are. And what speaks the highest volumes to me is that they've been under the radar forever. They don't have a presence in St. Louis, yet they support the community as they do. And then now having the golf tournament, obviously a more visible vehicle for them to support, and they get, you know, they're doing what they're doing. It's impressive. I want to thank Whitmore Country Club for supporting the show again for the second year. 636-926-9622. Call Bill Brungardt at Whitmore. He's a membership director, and he will take you around there and show you this phenomenal place. You want to find a wholesome, great place for your family to go enjoy golf, tennis, the pool, fitness. You got to check out Whitmore. 90 holes of golf are included in the membership, so you got 36 holes out there. You've got three other facilities, the Links of Dardenne, the Golf Club of Wentzville, the Missouri Bluffs. They're not charging you for golf carts, so that's already included in your membership. Like I said, two large pool complexes, 24-hour fitness center, three tennis courts. Year-round social calendars are awesome. They're doing a really good safe dining program. They're outside patio dinings with COVID social distancing. The food is terrific. And then the cherry on top of this whole thing is our buddy Bummer over in the golf shop. So go in and say hi to him. It's just a family-friendly atmosphere. The staff is wonderful. They run golf leagues and skins games and members tournaments and all sorts of things. There's a kids club, which is really awesome. You can drop your children off. They get to hang out with other kids, play video games, go swimming, do a variety of things like that while you go have wine and nine or play golf, have dinner, have a cocktail, do whatever you need to do. Visit Whitmore Country Club today at Whitmore Golf. It's WHITMOORGOLF.com. All right. I don't know what I just spelled. I think I spelled.
I think it was good.
I think it was close.
I'm not sure everybody wrote it down anyway.
I don't think so. They know how to spell Whitmore.
Well, if you start Googling, if you're close, it finds it for you.
Yeah, exactly. That's what spell check's for.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. All right, so let's just go to the John Daly interview. We've got about 10 or 12 minutes with John Daly.
Big John.
Maybe. Yes, sir!
One of the greatest displays of courageous golf that anybody has ever seen any place.
John Daly is brought to you by Golden Tee.
You got 18 worldwide professional wins, five on the PGA Tour, two majors. I was the only British Open that I played in was 95, and I can remember, you know, watching you play up there. And it's just, did you ever think, man? I mean, I know we all had dreams, but look at what you've done and look at what you've accomplished.
Oh, it's from the way I grew up and where I grew up. You wouldn't think anybody. You know, grew up on a nine-hole golf course, learned on my own. I'd always dreamed about it, learned how to basically play the game on a baseball field. You wouldn't think that it would have gone too far, but, you know, I stuck at it, fortunate to be somewhat long and straight. And, you know, back then my wedge game was, you know, was really, really, I worked really, really hard on the wedge game, like I can do a little bit now, but not like I used to. And, you know, it was definitely some dreams that came true.
But how the hell were you able to hit it so long and straight? I was long. I wasn't nearly as long as you, but I was anything but straight. And when we played together, and I've told many people this, you're the longest straighter hitter that I've ever played with.
You know, Tom Watson gave me that credit too, which is pretty cool. Well, back then, you know, when I grew up, I was hitting a nice draw, so I avoided the right side of the course. And now that I got older and injured up, that draw turned into pull hooks a lot because my body can't function the way it used to. So
I know the feeling.
You know, I went to a cut. I went to a cut and avoided the left side of the golf course. So I've always believed what Nicklaus always said. If you can avoid one side of the course, you got a good advantage on who you're playing with if they're trying to hit both styles of shots, unless you're Corey Pavin or Bubba Watson or who else was a shot maker that could do that like I've never seen. But Corey Pavin and Bubba, two different guys, two different, you know, Corey was never long and Bubba was. And the way Bubba can play both sides of the course is pretty phenomenal, like Corey did. I was never that guy. I was always a drawer, or now I'm a fader. And I think my length, I don't know, between I played with Bubba, we were pretty close when I played with him at Hawaii. But, you know, he can hit, you know, 50-yard cuts off the tee and feel comfortable with it, or 70, 80-yard draws and get it back in the fairway. We weren't taught that way. You know, back when we were starting and playing, it was all, you had to lift the ball, and it was very hard to control the ball because of that ballada. You know, load on your right, finish on your left, and now you can just load on both palms of your feet and just kill it because the ball goes so straight now.
Yeah, it's like a rocket, John. It's just the line you started on, it's really hard to get it to move off of.
Yeah, we were a slow-mo wrist action when you played ballada balls. Now you've got to have the strongest wrist in the game to hit it long the way the golf balls are. And that's what, you know, my son hits it past me now. He's 16 years old. And,
man,
you know, I can still get it out there 290, 300, but he's flying at 295, 300 at 16. And that's what I used to do, you know.
Yeah,
with
yeah.
a persimmon and a ballada ball, though.
You know, John, one of the things that I was talking to Azinger about, he was on the show a couple of weeks ago, and we learned how to hit shots. You know, when I was taught, you know, you got a pin in the back of the green, you're going to hit something kind of low and chase you in there, a pin, and you don't hit a low shot to the front of the green. But all of the best players, John, when I was learning how to play, all hit their long stuff high and their short stuff low. And when we play together, you could launch it way up in the air. But, man, you're talking about your wedges. You knew how to hit wedges, didn't you?
I for some reason, was a very good low wedge player, and you had to be because the ball spun so much, you had to get it low and get it to run. And otherwise, you know, it was going to hit and suck back 20 feet, even on pavement, it seemed like.
Right.
So we had to learn that growing up, and now it's – you know, I can still hit the wedges a little low, but they're not going to bite. They're not going to perform. The ball to me was the golf ball now is great, but it's not. It was tough to get used to a two, three, five piece golf ball.
Yeah, no, no
you
doubt.
You played a lot of ball on your life. Well, I don't know if you've noticed that, but the club, the ball used to stick to the club. Now it rides up the face a lot more if you're not careful.
And it also comes off so hot, John. I mean, did you ever think we'd be playing a ball that was like when we were kids? Remember the Molitor ball? We'd always, before the one ball rule, we'd throw that in on a, you know, a 200-yard or 230-yard par three and be able to hit a four iron on the green or something because the ball would just zoom
yeah.
and we didn't care. But this thing comes off like that, except it, these guys can spin it.
Yeah. It's amazing where it's come, the technology. You know, it's people always say, Nicklaus, can you imagine Jack Nicklaus and maybe the longest hitters of somewhat of the game, you know, playing an even ball at the same age? Would it have been any different? Pretty cool question.
I know. And I'd love to hear what Jack has to say about it because, you know, when Jack played, he played that tourney ball, which everybody thought he was giving a shot or two to the field each week.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He knew what he was doing.
I know. Hey, buddy.
Well, everybody thought I was crazy playing an ultra competition in the British Open when I won from Wilson. It was like the hardest ball, but it was still very soft. It would still spin, you know. I think it was a two-piece ball or something, ultra competition that I went. And, you know, you see the stat, Titleist, you know, 74. Max Fly 23 or something like that. You know, some other Spalding Tour Edition maybe 10, and then John Daly won ultra competition. It was so cool.
It was pretty cool. I my locker that week at St. Andrews was right next to Constantino Rocas. And so we got to, I got to know him just a little bit, not that well, but when he kind of chili dipped that shot on 18 and then chipped the next one in, I thought, you got to be kidding me. You know, it really made me feel like there was some sort of, you know how sometimes you feel like, John, certain people are almost destined to win certain weeks? That's kind of what I thought. And then you went out and just whipped his ass in the playoff. It was great.
No, but what people don't understand is the up and down he got on 17, Jay. That was almost as impressive as the 76-footer he made.
That one on 18 was 76 feet? I had no idea it was that long.
67 to 76 feet or something like that is what they said. But the up and down behind the green on 17, and viewers out there, listen, if you ever get a chance to look at it, it's almost an impossible up and down. He putted it. The ball's bouncing like Curly from the Harlem Globetrotters going up on the green. And he may, you know, it's one of the best pars I've ever seen in a major championship under that type of heat. And, you know, it was just incredible.
Well, John.
Yeah, you're right. I thought he was destined to win when he got that up and down. I had no earthly problem. Even Constantino, you know, could almost drive the 18th green in 95. And where the pin was, if you could just get it up there, just get it on top or close to the top of that hill, you know, it was just a long par three, you know,
yep,
pretty much that day.
John, the back of the 17th green at St. Andrews, for people that haven't played, is one of the when I first played St. Andrews, I went back there, and I couldn't believe some of the crap that's back there. First of all, you got weeds that are what? Anywhere between, depending on how wet it's been, anywhere between a foot long and 3 feet long. And then you've got a cobblestone road and everything else.
So cobblestone road, you got a brick wall back there, you got rock, you got clump weeds, which your ball is just going to hit those weeds and just bounce all over the place. And it was one hole you do not want to go over the green.
No, you're dead. I mean, we'd all put an X back there. Yeah, and he got it up and down. I forgot about that completely.
Yeah, it was the most amazing par, I think, I've ever seen in a major golf championship because of the conditions behind that green.
Yeah, that's insane. I forgot all about that. So, John, I was looking at your schedule. You know, we've got an event, Ascension Charity Classic, in St. Louis in the last week of September, first week of October. Hopefully the world will be right by then, and it's on your calendar to play.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, I was hoping to catch a couple Cardinal games, you know, maybe if it's to get in the playoffs. It was right around that playoff time, and the St. Louis organization, through some really good friends, we're going to do a John Daly Day. That was scheduled April 20th, Monday after Atlanta. They had John Daly bobblehead dolls they were giving out.
Oh, man.
Game, and I was going to throw the first pitch. And to be able to have a John Daly Day in Busch Stadium is like, wow, I feel like the mayor of the city. You know, I mean, that would have been so awesome. And that got canceled, unfortunately. But hopefully we can reschedule it because I really want to do it.
That's going to wrap up the front nine and our interview with John Daly. But come back, Pearlie, and I'll break down this interview on our next two segments, the back nine and the 19th hole. This is Golf with Jay Delsing.
Are your workouts more fun than this? Well, if they are, then I want to sign you to an endorsement deal with Michelob Ultra. I'm looking for anyone and everyone who makes working out a blast. If that's you, hit to teamultra.com for a chance to score awesome perks like Team Ultra gear and more. That's teamultra.com to enter.
No purchase necessary. Open U.S. residents 21 plus. See official rules at teamultra.com. Message and data rates may apply. Void where prohibited. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Are you in the market for some new clubs? Maybe a bag and the latest style of sweet new shoes? Is this the year you decide to stop listening to your buddy's advice and get some real golf instruction? If any of these appeal to you, then go to Pro-Am Golf today. Pro-Am Golf has all the latest gear from all the major manufacturers. Call Steve today at 314-781-7000. 7775 and schedule a lesson with Tom DeGrand. Tom is the best. He's been in the game for over 50 years, so you take that knowledge along with their state-of-the-art equipment, and boom, your game will get a whole lot better. Visit them at ProAmGolfUSA.com.
USA Mortgage is doing it again. Joe Scheeser and his staff have lowered rates again this month, and they will waive closing costs. If you want to refinance to get cash out, lower your rate, shorten your term, or eliminate that costly, unnecessary mortgage insurance. If you are purchasing a property, they can issue a pre-approval letter within minutes. They are the largest mortgage company in the state of Missouri, and their volume allows them to quote the lowest rates. Don't waste your time with the national online brokers. USA Mortgage is employee-owned and operated right here in St. Louis. Joe Scheeser has closed over $500 million in loans in nearly 30 years in the business and over $2 million alone to Delsings.
Okay, so you and your family are looking to join a country club. Well, I need to recommend to you Whitmore Country Club. They've got 90 holes of golf in the membership out there. You have access to the Missouri Bluffs, the Links of Dardenne, the Golf Club of Wentzville, and all the cart fees are already included in your membership. There's no food or beverage minimums and no assessments. My friend Bummer in the golf shop is a phenomenal guy. You've got to go out and check him out. He and the staff out there run golf leagues, skins games, members tournaments, couples events, available all year round. There's a kids club in the main clubhouse, and they have a huge fitness center. There's three tennis courts if you're not into golf, a gigantic pool for you and your family to use. Year-round social calendar is spectacular. There's holiday parties, picnics, date nights, always have live music, and much, much more. If you're looking for a family-friendly, safe place to hang out, you got to check out Whitmore Country Club. Call them at 636-926-9622.
We're halfway there. It's time for the Back Nine on Golf with Jay Delsing.
The Back Nine is brought to you by Fogelbach Agency with Farmers Insurance.
Hey, welcome back. This is Golf with Jay Delsing. I'm your host, Jay. Pearly is with me. Brad Barnes is taking care of us, pressing buttons and turning on music and all sorts of stuff here at ESPN. And we're headed to the Back Nine, sponsored by the Fogelbach Agency with Farmers. Ed Fogelbach is a great guy and a supporter of the show. You need anything for your insurance needs. He and his family run that agency. They do a great job. They can take care of the greater St. Louis area and the surrounding counties and things like that. So visit the Fogelbach agency today. All right, John, the daily interview. Just a little clip from an earlier interview we did.
I'm going to throw one thing out there because this is what – it's kind of like the Azinger interview to the degree, you know, kind of what was some of the theme behind it. You know, Daly likes to just kind of go out and live life. And I watched you really perk up when he was talking about learning how to play golf from a baseball field. So I have kind of a – these are one of these life questions that when I work with corporate guys and stuff and people are trying to kind of find their way and all, they ask, what did you used to do that you love doing that you don't do anymore?
Yeah, right. So – oh, you're asking me that
question?
Yes,
I try to ask people just in general. But my point is, that's the feel this guy's got. Yeah, and this guy's kind of like, you know what? He doesn't struggle with that too much. If John Daly likes to do it, he does it.
Yep, right.
And some things I don't think are the right way to go, especially with John. But I think it's a good question to ask ourselves in general. What do we used to do that we love doing that we don't do anymore?
Yeah, so what to me it's like, okay, so there's this joy that you got out of something, right? And that, look, we change and evolve all the time. I mean, look at, you know, we had John on the show 2 or 3 months ago and he had no, you know, cancer diagnosis. Now he has, and so we know change is inevitable, right? So do you take that joy out of your life somewhere, or has it disappeared, or has it changed, and are you replacing it with something that
well, that's why I think it's that's why the question
no,
is
no I think it's a wonderful
life
question.
Happens.
Yeah,
you know, you and I, one thing we plugged into that helped golf, but it was also fun for us when we're on the road, when we used to just play catch before you'd play.
Yeah,
we both loved playing catch, and I didn't have that question at that time, but it's one of those questions.
Yeah,
what, you know, what else do you love? And I just thought you kind of perked up to it, and some of your questions were, you know, how do you hit it so straight? Well, all that guy does, he doesn't know anything really about hitting it straight,
no,
more or less.
No.
And he does his thing.
I agree with you. And what I think is so charming to me about what's charming about John Daly is that you can see that he grew up on a baseball field learning how to play golf. You can see that he was 8 or 9 or however many years old playing with clubs that were way not fit for him and way too heavy for him. And, you know, when his swing, when the club had reached a certain point at the top of his swing as a young little guy, he couldn't support it anymore. So it falls almost perpendicular to the ground, and he still swings that way today.
Yeah.
And I think the beauty of it is, maybe it's going to turn out to be more generational for our time, John, and not as much for the modern-day player, but that still worked. That homemadeness, that thing that makes John Daly special still makes him special today. It still plays in our society today. It still is successful. To a large degree as well.
If the guys that have that have the courage to just keep doing it, not listen to everything else, Jim Furyk comes to mind. Lee Trevino. Lee Trevino didn't do it the way you're, quote, supposed to do it. Bryson DeChambeau doesn't do it the way you're supposed to. Wolf. I've sounded more like my father every single day. He doesn't do it the way you're supposed to do it. So there's just so much of that, but most people don't have the courage to do that. We're going to conform, like, oh, you shouldn't do it. Already, I acknowledge it was a mistake. My father used to always say, but you knew what I meant. Why are you laughing? You knew what I meant.
Wonderful. Actually, when you said Fox, I thought I was shifting gears to, like, Fox is a broadcasting company.
I could have just kept going.
Oh, my gosh, that's fantastic. No, to your point, though, I mean, it's so true. Jim Furyk. You could see him getting ruined by someone trying to, quote-unquote,
you never would have known his
fix
name.
His game. No.
You never would have known his name. And
he had
a father that was there and basically at his corner saying, you're not going to do anything else but what you're doing.
Here's what we're doing, and there's no need to, because what you have is way good enough.
He was phenomenal, and he was about one or two swings away from being super phenomenal.
Yep. Yeah,
I'm just thinking U.S. Open when he had it won and he sniped that driver type of thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
A couple of places, but he was still beyond, he's one of the best in our time.
Yeah, no question about it. He's got over 50 million reasons on official money to tell you why he's pretty damn good, and he just won his first Champions event.
Yes, he did.
You
know, first of this, probably many.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago out in the Pure Invitational out at Pebble Beach. So I just want to say a couple more things about John Daly. You know, there's such a tragedy associated with his, I don't know if tragedy is the right word, but it's, you watch the success along with the
crash and burns.
Yeah, the tragedy that goes on off the course, off the field, so to speak. And you wonder, you know, as John goes down in history, how is that? You know, is that going to be part of the legacy?
Of course it is.
You know, it's got to be. And you wonder, because I just hate to think I know we're all going to die at some point in time, but I hate to think that we're going to lose John Daly sooner than later. I mean,
we never know any of that stuff for sure. But I got a question for you on that, because also the media. Jay, if you remember, there was some crazy characters before you and I got out there as well. Anyway, anytime from after college, there's just so much more going on with the news media and that kind of stuff and highlighting this stuff, and it doesn't go under the radar. I think that's a huge part of it as well. So, you know, John's not the only guy that ever went through all those shenanigans.
No, but I think he's more of a throwback of the old days where Jimmy Demerits of the world and those real characters.
But they didn't highlight every move Jimmy Demerit made for good reason. And for John, they got a lot of them.
I'm
sure there's some they missed too.
Yep, they really did.
A lot of them.
Yeah, they did. It's also great to see young John.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. How about that golf swing?
Plus, his dad was saying how far the kid, 16 years old, and he's carrying a 290, 300. And he's at least a tiny bit I've watched him play. He's got the same attitude as the old man.
Does.
It's just like ripping. It's funny. Kind of dresses the same, walks the same. He's got the same shape coming up, basically.
They say
the influence we have on our children.
Yeah, that's right. And they say DNA isn't all that powerful. Well, it's Yeah, it's great to see. Obviously, the show, and we wish John all the very best in his recovery. We'll be following him closely, and so remain fans. And that's going to wrap up the back nine. So don't go away. John and I will be back for the Michelob Ultra 19th hole. This is Golf with Jay Delsing.
The 100,000-watt blowtorch for St. Louis sports. Driven by Auto Centers Nissan. Home of the 30-day return. WXOS and WXOS HD1. East St. Louis. 101 ESPN.
In these extremely trying times, the management team at Marcone would like to give a shout-out to our 500-plus employees and their families. Their diligence and commitment to each other, our process, and our company are so good that we are obligated to state it publicly. We are so grateful for each and every one of you. You have all contributed to our success, and your dedication is imperative to the continued growth of our company. Thank you for your efforts. Marcone is the largest distributor of General Electric appliance parts in North America.
Marcone Appliance Parts Company would like to thank Sean Young and the entire Marcone Information Technology team for zero web failures this past year. That's right, zero web failures, meaning zero frustration for Marcone's valued customers. Great job, everyone.
You've seen it and played it in bars over the past 30 years, and now you can bring Golden Tee to your home. Complete your basement or man cave with the popular arcade game, The Ultimate Virtual Golfing Experience. Over 80 courses, unique game modes, and you can even challenge a buddy in online tournaments. However you play, you will be the talk of your neighborhood. Visit home.goldentee.com to learn more.
When things come out of left field, having a game plan matters. Farmers Insurance has over 90 years of experience helping people play through every stage of the game. We've seen almost everything, so we know how to cover almost anything. Talk to Farmers agent Ed Fogelbach at 314-398-0101 to see how they can help you stay in the game. That's Ed Fogelbach at 314-398-0101.
We are Farmers.
Everyone is looking for the extra edge, and Jay Delsing is digging deep to find it. It's the Leading Edge on Golf with Jay Delsing.
I am sitting down this morning with Tom Berry. Tom is the Executive Vice President, the Chief Development Officer for Easter Seals Midwest. You guys have been helping the St. Louis area for over 100 years, haven't you?
Well, we've been helping the world for 101 years this year. We have locations throughout the state of Missouri, Springfield, Oliver, Poplar Bluff, St. Louis, Kansas City, and so on. We serve over 5,000 individuals each year. We're the largest provider of disability services in the state. And we're 365, 24/7. We are supporting individuals everywhere, anywhere, and wherever they might need us.
Yeah, it's just terrific the work you do, and it's not only children either. It's adults. It's anybody that may have had encountered a kind of a late onset with a disability or an accident or anything. You guys are wide open when it comes to helping people.
Sure, from an early age. Early equals better when you're diagnosing a disability, and whether that's a one-year-old or a 85-year-old, we're supporting people every day that have disabilities and that are in need of, whether it's a support with bathing or eating, or if it's therapies that they need to have productive or better school systems setups for themselves.
Right. I mean, sometimes just bringing awareness to different situations, Tom, as we're learning through the show and trying to shed some light on certain things really helps.
Yeah. I mean, from we're doing family navigation, helping individuals, parents navigate the system as it relates to access to services and supports. We're doing parent trainings and education. We're focused on community inclusion, getting people meaningful jobs where they want to be employed, focus on social skills trainings for young adults and young teens around having meaningful friendships and lifelong relationships with other people, And then again, we're really focused on helping people find meaningful employment in their later life or midlife, and it's important work.
Yeah, it's a no-brainer. Now, is there a place, Tom, where we can, on the website, can we look at some of these putts? Can we look at some of the stuff that people are sending in and tell everybody how they can get involved?
You can go to maketheputt.org, and or you can go on Facebook or Twitter or any of those social media platforms and search the hashtag #MakeThePutt for Easter Seals. There's a bunch of really great, cute kids on our Facebook right now. There's a bunch of people on the website, maketheputt.org, that you can get an idea of what some folks are doing. And every dollar helps. Every dollar goes directly to support the people who need 24-hour care or therapies or peer-to-peer interaction. So any amount, every amount is gratefully appreciated.
Okay, folks, so that's the maketheputtchallenge.org. You've listened to Tom Berry. He's the Executive Vice President and Chief Development Officer for Easter Seals Midwest. Tom, thanks for joining us, and we will definitely keep you mentioned on the show.
Hey, Jay, thanks so much for having us today. Great to be with you.
USA Mortgage is doing it again. Joe Scheeser and his staff have lowered rates again this month, and they will waive closing costs if you want to refinance to get cash out, lower your rate, shorten your term, or eliminate that costly, unnecessary mortgage insurance. If you are purchasing a property, they can issue a pre-approval letter within minutes. They are the largest mortgage company in the state of Missouri, and their volume allows them to quote the lowest rates. Don't waste your time with the national online brokers. USA Mortgage is employee-owned and operated right here in St. Louis. Joe Scheeser has closed over $500 million in loans in nearly 30 years in the business and over $2 million alone to Delsings.
For the last 48 years, Pro-Am Golf has been providing outstanding customer service to the greater St. Louis area for all of our golf needs, from top-of-the-line equipment to full-service club repair, lessons, and instructions. They now have their own retail outlet, as well as state-of-the-art computers, cameras, and things to customize all of your personal club fitting needs. Pro-Am Golf carries all the major brands. They also have the latest fashion trends from Puma Golf. Whatever your needs, Pro-Am Golf will meet them and have the best customer service in the industry. Call us at 314-781-7775 or find us at proamgolfusa.com.
Grab your friends, a cold one, and pull up a chair. We're on to the 19th hole on golf with Jay Delsing.
The 19th hole is brought to you by Michelob Ultra.
Welcome back. This is Golf with Jay Delsing. I'm your host, Jay. Pearlie's with me, and we're headed to the Michelob Ultra 19th hole. Thanks to those guys, man. Ultra sounds pretty good about right now.
It always sounds pretty good.
Yeah. All right, so we've had a little bit of everything on this show. We had a little bit of John Daly. We had a clip from a past interview and talked a little bit about some of what's going on with him and wishing him the best in his battle with this bladder cancer. But, John, let's go back and talk a little bit about the what we were talking about before, the golf ball and the bomb and gouger. The golf world is still reeling over what Bryson DeChambeau.
So you're talking about, should there be a regulator put on this game, on the ball, on the shaft, on the club head, on the shoes, on the glove, on whatever? Do you think that's what you're talking about?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm wondering, and so let's say they don't. Let's say we just leave it, okay? Which I'm not saying that, you know, that because of all of the lawsuits and because of all the things that are going to happen if the RNA and the USGA do make a move to try to
I got an idea. We should think of some absurd things that could be changed that wouldn't have to change the ball or the grip or the shaft.
I already have it.
Okay, what is it? Go ahead. Is this absurd or are you serious?
No, I'm serious.
Okay.
I think, and some would call me absurd.
Okay. Well, yeah. that's why I want to clarify that. So yeah. Really, it's not your opinion. Yeah. Meet now, I'll let you know if this is serious or absurd.
If you remember when we started playing the game, before square grooves got into account on our irons, when we hit a ball in the rough, there was a hell of a chance if it wasn't 6-inch rough, that ball was going to come out hot.
Absolutely.
About 100% of the time. And you had to learn how to bounce things up.
Or to do something else because it might come out hot.
John, if they took the grooves back to some sort of less degree than they are now, those grooves are box grooves, which means the grooves in the irons are square, and they grip the hell out of the ball. If they cut those back to some, I'm not saying go all the way back to the 80s, but cut them back so that when these guys hit the ball in the rough, they actually hit flyers again, the first thing that I would be doing if I was those players is finding a softer ball.
Okay. Not absurd, very serious, techie, whatever. That could be done under the radar, my two cents, and nobody would know, nobody would care. Relative. Obviously, the players would scream and howl because then all of a sudden they can't play the same.
They need a new ball. Yep.
So my one is, I'm sure, on the absurd, but they can't have spikes on their shoes.
You think that would matter?
They can barely stay on their feet right now.
That's what I mean. JT doesn't have a foot on the ground when he comes.
Well, my point is they'd be falling down. I like to see them. They have to all go out and play in Skechers.
Let's go. Maybe we could get a deal with Skechers. Or
that would be a problem too. Obviously,
but John, my idea.
It's absurd. I'm acknowledging.
I don't think it's that absurd. I think that a lot of the guys are playing with like coaching shoes on. There are little nubs on the bottom of their shoes.
A lot of guys have spikes. A lot of guys still have spikes. I can't believe the number of times, because they'll interview them when they're walking across, and that's how you can just kind of know from the background. I'm surprised how many guys still do, because it's so much easier to walk in the other things. But anyway, I'm just challenging, as hard as they go at it, everything that they go out there, no soft spikes, no spikes of any kind, and see if that changed anything.
I don't know about that one.
I know. I can tell by the look on your face.
So let's go back to... was it 2016? No, 2018.
Close enough.
2018.
In the teens.
Yep. When we got our asses handed to us by the Euros at the Ryder Cup.
Mm-hmm.
It was at Le Golf de National outside of Paris. And the U.S. team was full of bombers and gougers, and we could not make pars. Out of the rough that they had, they set the golf course up specifically to combat this.
Okay, so there's the answer then. Just do that for all golf courses. Do more of that kind of thing.
And that's cool.
Then you're not changing the equipment. But it doesn't have to be all long rough, because not all climates are going to necessarily allow you to do that. But you and I were talking a little off the air. 18th hole, TPC Scottsdale. If you look through the years, what's just past the water on the left, through the years, at one side, I believe there was either nothing or a small little bunker.
Yeah.
Then the bunker got big. Then it got huge. And now there's pews. Well, you hit it in those pews over there, and I don't think there's anybody that can get in past those pews. And if there is, they'll just add more pews. And you're not in a bunker. You're in a place where you're going to find the ball because there's TV cameras and there's 40,000 people on the tee, on the green. But you might have to come backwards to it. You're going to have to gouge it out, that kind of thing. I think maybe it's just the next level of bunkers. They were talking about that, and I think maybe an interesting place to look in a year is going to be Memorial. Jack was not okay with the way it went.
Jack was not okay. So he's putting trees.
He kind of got at it. You remember? Mm-hmm. They weren't done on the golf course with the tournament, and they were already tearing up the greens and making changes.
They were taking off the turf from the sixth green on the front. I guess they had done the first six greens on the front while the golf tournament was still going on in the back nine.
But I think that's in what better person to do it for the integrity of the game than a guy like that? And what better person that would possibly force it to be more accepted? Because it's going to be tough for the guys to get off the golf course and say,
I hate what Jack Nicklaus did. They don't say that about Jack, really. They don't say that about, they never said that about Arnie.
No.
So he might be the appropriate guy to help do that. And you could do that for a lot of courses, Jay, and not change the look, the feel for the spectator and that kind of stuff, but just make it that much more penal.
So, John, here's the deal with what the PGA Tour right now is selling, power and birdies. Mm-hmm. They want DJ to shoot 30 under par. So where does this whole thing clash? Where do we find what happens? So so Augusta, just by putting in that first cut of rough, you know, Augusta never had rough for many, many decades. They didn't have any sort of rough. They put in that first cut of rough, and the players will all tell you it makes a big difference on their inability to, you know, control the ball. The majors have always stood on their own, right? The British Open, you can go over, you know what golf is like over there.
Then it's weather and it's those other things, right? And the fact that they might not water anything for a year.
And then, but they'll also have heather that'll be, you know, 4 feet tall.
Heather?
Which you can't, yeah. Or whatever her name is over there. She's maybe, no. But they'll have the rough that grows much taller over there and is difficult
rougher.
To play. Yeah, it's hard. Yeah, it's rougher.
Roof.
Oh my gosh.
did you lose your train of thought?
I think I'm on a train headed somewhere other than here. Where does this come, you know, cuz what's happening right now is Bryson DeChambeau has got Rory McIlroy scratching his head trying to figure out like what just happened.
What just happened is the guy hit it better, thought it out better, was planned it out better, putted better, chipped better than anybody else. I don't know. I'm not as concerned as you are on this subject matter.
Oh no, I'm not concerned. I'm excited about it because I want to know if Rory had to do it over again, would he try to adopt? Because Rory's a phenomenal driver of the ball, right? High. Smashes it, carries it a long way. Would he say, shoot, man, why didn't I do what Bryson did? Why didn't I just take driver out and try to carry
well,
it as far
he,
as
he might now.
That's
he,
what that's where I'm now. Going with this. Yep. I'm not as concerned as I am intrigued. You know, like what's the fallout here?
Yeah.
And then what does the governing bodies do are they pissed?
You know, some people, you know, well, it lost the this and it lost that. I don't know. I'm still a believer. Just keep on going. Courses, you keep working at defending yourself. And equipment makers, you keep on trying to make it more interesting and more fantastic and more this, more that, so you can sell a new driver to $500 driver to people every year.
And here's what I hope doesn't get lost in this discussion, and you and I didn't even talk that much about it. Bryson played great. Forget the bomb and okay, that's his strategy. He played great. He was strategic
Absolutely.
In what he did. He was phenomenal with his wedges. He was terrific around the greens, and he putted great. All aspects of the game, except for maybe fairways hit, were better than everybody else. I hope that doesn't get lost in the wash here.
Well, if it does, it does. I mean, he seems to be fine with it. He can get lost if you want. He's got the trophy.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying. This was a hell of a performance, no matter how you look at it.
Well, it's not a fluke. Jay, you've said, how many times has this guy won?
Yeah, six. That's his seventh win now on tour, and he's only been out, what, 3 years now?
Yeah, so I'm not – it's not a fluke. He's changing the game, and like any changes, people aren't going to acknowledge them even when they first come. Some people have to think it to believe it. Some people have to see it to believe it. And some people have to see it like a half dozen times to believe it. Guess what? They just saw it a half dozen times.
Well, here's a quote. I want to end the show on a quote from Rory McIlroy about what he said. I don't really know what to say because that's just the complete opposite of what you think a U.S. Open champion does, he said of DeChambeau. Look, he's found a way to do it. Whether that's good or bad for the game, I don't know. But it's not the way I saw this golf course being played or this tournament being played. It's kind of hard to really wrap my head around it.
Well, he better wrap his head around it. And I think that, you know, it's not the way I see it. It's change. And this guy is bringing change. And right. That's why I've asked you, and you know, I've talked about it a couple different times. just when's the first college team going to come out where they've all got the same length shafts? When's it going to happen? It's coming. You don't go through all this. It's coming.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Well, that's going to wrap up another show. Pearl, thank you so much for being with me. Meat, thanks for taking care of us. Come back next week. We are going to redo a little bit of the Joe LaCava interview here on Golf with Jay Delsing. Hit him straight, St. Louis.
That was Golf with Jay Delsing, brought to you by Whitmore Country Club. Tune in next Sunday for more from Jay, John, and the other pros and experts from the golf world. In the meantime, you can find all of Jay's shows at 101ESPN.com as well as at jdelsinggolf.com.